Turning now to world news this Sunday evening, Sri Lanka's ruling coalition has swept to victory in local elections in the island's south, an endorsement of the military's victory over the Tamil Tigers, while a pro-rebel party had a strong showing in the war-scarred north. Voters in the north of the island appeared apathetic for the country's first post-war elections, with election monitors reporting that voter turnout was both low in Jaffna and Vanvunia, two cities near the former battlefields. The government claims its victory in Jaffna, the ethnic Tamils' heartland and birthplace of their insurgency, as an endorsement of its handling of ethnic relations, post-war rehabilitation and a rejection of separatism. Yehan Pereira is director of the Sri Lanka National Peace Council. He says while these elections are a step in the right direction, the government is still denying basic human rights to the Tamil people, particularly the 300,000 still imprisoned in refugee camps 3 months on from the war's end.
I think these elections can be seen as a step forward because where there were no elected Tamil representatives, now there are Tamil representatives. The elections were relatively peaceful, and although you can't call them free and fair in the classical sense because some of the parties contesting on were paramilitary parties, armed parties. Nevertheless, as far as we could see, election monitors could see, they did not use their weapons in an overt way to intimidate people. People were able to vote in secret at these elections, and the election officers did their duty in seeing that there was no rigging. So that, I think, is positive. But that is not enough because there is a big rift in and polarization in between how Tamils think and how the government thinks. For instance, the government, as you pointed out, is keeping 300,000 people virtually prisoners in barbed wire camps, surrounded by soldiers, armed soldiers. And that is not acceptable to the Tamil people. See, democracy also means that the wishes of a minority and the rights of a minority have to be respected. It's not just about having an election, but also about respecting the basic human rights.